Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Ask them about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Or simply go to dfh.com, scour the site, look for the services they offer. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Yeah, and then also want to remind you, Louisville football looks to bounce back Friday when the Cards are at Georgia Tech. The Coors Light pregame show with Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch at 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Then the Coors Light postgame show with Mark Ennis be around 10 p.m. on ESPN 680 and 105.7. The first place that will take your calls and hear live from Scott Satterfield.
You have any lunch suggestions for anybody?
I don't yet, because Phil won't send me the read, so I can't promote his business.
I was going to say normally.
Hopefully he's busy getting the food.
Yeah, you kind of threw our natural transition off.
I'll say this. Pregame will probably start closer to 11, not 10.
Postgame. Yeah. What time's the game start?
7. There's no way that's ended by 10.
Nah.
Georgia Tech doesn't run that option anymore.
I was going to say, yeah, probably more about 11 or so there, but still.
Is it going to be a 4-hour game?
Probably.
That's the typical college football game.
Yeah. You usually got about 4 hours.
College football takes a long time.
It does take a long time to play. That is a fact, man.
I must really like Louisville to watch full games.
No, I know. Yeah, you don't realize.
4 hours of your day goes to college football.
Oh yeah, no, it's awesome.
On the team, on the games you root for.
Yeah.
How much of that Kentucky game did you watch?
Saturday. Probably the whole second half.
Mm-hmm.
Whole second half. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of the first half, but I saw the whole second half.
So you watched 2 hours of Kentucky football.
Probably, yeah. It was worth every second. Yeah, worth every second. Yeah, because I didn't see, but I didn't get to watch a lot of college football Saturday.
Okay, so who has Brown been yelling at the most this week?
I did watch Georgia Auburn. I was scouting, so the Vols this week, 3:30 at Georgia. They win this one.
The Vols are on. At Georgia.
At Georgia, 3:30 CBS, big boy football. Not noon SEC Network.
They are at Georgia?
Yeah.
What do you think the crowd's going to be like? What percentage?
Oh, dude, probably 70,000 strong.
Give me a percentage of the Georgia crowd.
Oh, they'll be at 30 at least, right?
They'll be at 30%.
Yeah.
Or they'll say 30 and...
Yeah.
They can't get anywhere upwards of 35%, can they? Without that'll be a flag.
I don't know, man.
Tennessee, Georgia.
Yeah.
They got some, and they've been going back and forth, had some good games in the last 10 years.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, the Hail Mary a couple years ago, 16, 17, yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was, yeah.
So you think 30?
Because the finish to that game was tough, too, because, I mean, what was it, Georgia, I think Ridley had the big touchdown, and you're like, oh, dang, they lost, it's over.
So they'll list 30, but you think extra, how many sneak in?
Oh, God.
Under the radar.
Oh, God. It'll be nuts.
I'll give Kentucky credit for this. They are the only SEC school that actually looks like the crowd is socially distanced.
It's because they're not an SEC school.
Oh, neither is Missouri.
That's fair. But Kentucky's Missouri's played in the SEC title game like 3 times since they've been there.
Yeah.
Kentucky's
a basketball school and a football
Kentucky
game.
Has never sniffed like not even caught a whiff.
How many years has Missouri been in the SEC?
2012, 2013, I believe, was the first year.
Yeah. And they played in multiple.
They played in like two, I know, maybe three.
Yeah, I know in 2014 they played in it despite somehow losing to Indiana at home.
I know. Yeah. It was odd, yeah.
That was fun.
Dorial Green-Beckham in the. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, so what's the game plan for the Vols to upset Georgia?
I mean.
Yes, Texter, that's what happens.
Give it to Gray, give it to Chandler. Establish a run game. I love it.
Okay, Brown. What unit did he yell at the most this week?
I mean, it's got to be a secondary, right? Wasn't that where we were going with it?
How much yelling can you do?
I don't know, but apparently a lot. Did you hear him?
And this is just you. You know, this is just our best guesses on these people. Like, I don't know if he can still yell though.
No.
And what I'm saying is. Guys, we have to upgrade at other positions.
Yeah.
To help them out.
Yes.
You know how it's like one of those, it's almost to the point where I have to hold other people more accountable. But do you lose them when you start doing that?
No. I mean, and if you do, you start, and the reason why that may be the case is you start having your head coach start talking about Minkins. Mm. Now he's talking about, you know, they're talking about Lovie Jenkins. And they're talking about different players, and that's where I'm like, look, I think that they're.
You think they're Rick Pitino in that?
I think they're looking for an answer, and they're saying, look, all no pun intended, but all cards are on the table here. Like, we've got to find an answer back here because up front we're getting it right. Slowly but surely, we're getting it right, you know. Uh-huh. And if you want a realistic chance. To go into top five Notre Dame and try to steal one, you have to fix something there. You know, like, it's just, that's how it's got to be. So it's like, okay, we're finding out this week. I mean.
Okay, let me ask you this. How much has your, because here's the thing. We talk it through, you know, we get the spreads, what Vegas thinks. And you know, you go from how you felt the moment the game ended at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you changed on what results you should see with Georgia Tech? Is it closer to blowout, like beat them good, or is it, you know, is it still kind of?
But you got
to
remember, and I've said I'm not a huge score guy on here, but I mean, yeah, I do think that I need to see a game that's not really in doubt. I'm not
a 10.
Yeah, I mean, you know, double digits. I don't do the you got about three or four or five touchdowns, like I mean, it's college football, but I mean, if I'm Clemson, yes, you know, if my bar is the playoff, then yeah, I'm like, dude, you got to go and win this game. I should be able to halftime.
How are you
kick
able?
My feet up.
How are you able to do that when you came back with these Syracuse numbers that they put up on? What'd you say they scored? They've been scored on.
We have 86 points in the last two games between UCF and. Syracuse.
And you say Louisville should have an offense.
Yeah, Louisville, you should be able to, with the weapons we have, you should win this game by two scores. I mean, you know, two possessions at least. Like, I mean, that shouldn't be that big of an ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't think like I'm really stretching here. Like, you know.
At game four.
Yeah, like. You should be able to beat.
At game four off of bye week.
Yeah, I should be able to go beat Georgia Tech 34-13. I mean, like, it shouldn't be an issue. Because if it is, the problem is, I've sat on here and said this a lot, too.
He's a freshman quarterback.
Well, and here's the thing. I've said this. I've said the reason why we don't panic really about Louisville is I think you've got probably four wins, three for sure. Quote unquote for sure, but Boston College being one that they look better than people thought they were going to be. So, three games you should definitely win. So, that would take my win total up to four. Now, I should beat Boston College. That takes my win total up to five. We should beat Actually, Jack's back this week, so I'm going to change a little bit and say, okay, we should beat Florida State, which takes my I'm going to go on with you now after
being down 14-0 Jacksonville State.
The dad has changed more again, so let's go with we should beat Florida State. So now I'm up to 5.
Even with Jordan Travis?
Well, I mean, sure, they can get better, but yeah, you should be better than them. So, and then you beat, and then, okay, so now I've got 6 wins right there, 6-7 wins, and I haven't even stole one.
Can you believe Georgia Tech beat Cumberland 222-0?
That's a crazy game. I remember that. I remember sitting back and watching that. What year was that?
What year?
Back in, what was it? 1916.
I just want to know what physically had to happen. Like, how bad
that's
was
that's exactly yeah. what I was going to say, Jack.
I don't believe it.
No, you tell me right now.
But that's
what,
me.
What would have to happen on a football field? What would the gap have to beat a team 222-0?
I don't believe that.
The only thing I think of, there's a South Park episode where one of the kids is coaching a peewee hockey team.
Yep.
And they're supposed to play during intermission against the other peewee hockey team, but the other
that's
team doesn't
episode,
show up.
That's a great episode, by the way.
But then they go, well, they got to play someone. They have a purpose because, like, there's some kid on the team that has cancer. They're like, let them play the Red Wings.
Actually, that,
and the Red Wings scored legit 30 goals in the third period.
Hey. That was funny. That South Park episode. And listen, you know the imagery of South Park. They're good. Oh, yeah. They're good at it. And just those angry Red Wings. They were just bludgeoning those kids, those children. Okay, 222, like you call, this is a lie.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. 222 points in a football game.
There needs to be some sort of oral history on this game.
Sure.
Yeah, and here's the thing. 15 turnovers is not enough. That's not enough.
Is that all they had? Yeah, 15 turnovers?
Yeah, so you can't. That means negative. And see, negative 42 yards. That's not even enough.
6 interceptions, 15 turnovers. It says Georgia Tech had 32 rushing touchdowns, 978 yards, and they never passed the ball. I don't believe it.
What's 32 times 7?
I just don't believe it. I'm sorry.
Right? No, I don't know.
What's 30?
32 times 7 is 224, so I guess they missed 2 extra points.
Yeah, I don't believe it. No, there's no way.
And none of those turnovers went for like a pick 6 or a scoop and score?
What's the worst loss you saw in person? Text that. I want to know what people think.
The worst loss that I've seen with my own two eyes?
Lamar could have put up 200 plus. See, I don't think so. Lamar Jackson couldn't have put up 200 points. If he had been playing...
If he would have, it would have been that Charlie game.
No, tell me right now. Tell me right now. How many points would the Baltimore Ravens put up on, let's say...
Louisville.
2018 Louisville. Last year, Bobby Petrino.
No, dude.
That's fair.
What'd you say?
I think that's a good one. The 2-10 team. Did the Baltimore Ravens put up 222 points?
No.
I don't think they could either. I mean, this time would, I mean, unless you were literally like, touchdown, kick it off, Louisville's got it, cut, interception, touchdown. Like,
you would have to literally throw an interception every, that had to be like a protest game or something.
Yeah, there had to be something significant about 222 or something.
There's no way you could play, you could snap the ball.
No. In fifth grade, we beat a team 74-4, so I believe that score.
That
yeah, but 222 is like triple the amount
I
of 74.
I know.
Also, the 4-2 safeties.
Yeah, that's odd. Is that football? Or maybe that's basketball. Yeah, that's odd. Two safeties? What's the odds of that? Worst loss in person.
Was Virginia game?
Yeah. Yeah, the worst loss I've ever watched in person was watching my team. You know what? Maybe it can happen because I never thought you could lose a game up 4 with under a second left. But by God, I was proved wrong on that, wasn't I? Worst loss I saw in person was Georgia Tech beating Louisville down. Right, like if Louisville was going to go 200 points, it would have been that Georgia Tech team. What did Georgia Tech end up scoring that game?
Don't do it.
60s? Right? What?
I swear, man.
Okay.
When the universe tells you your energy is going to be bad today, how did we end up talking about Louisville, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Virginia? And I'm purposely not talking in the microphone. Don't worry about it.
No, that's fair.
66-31, by the way.
Yeah, they only scored 66.
And they did everything they wanted to.
Louisville beat Cincinnati that year, 70-7. I remember that.
I have a game that, not that I watched, the worst loss I've ever seen or been a part of that I actually played in.
Okay.
Which, with me, playing sports, I'm sure that's an amusing thought for both you guys at the start of it. But
I cannot wait to hear the story.
What sport?
So it was basketball. It was when I was 14. Me and a group of local area Jewish kids my age went down and played in the Maccabi games, which is like the Jewish Olympics. They have an official one that's like actually competitive in Israel, but they have an Americanized one that's just for like people to go and recreationally have fun. Like, oh, everyone gets a medal, whatever. But they accidentally signed up all of the people my age, 14-year-olds, into the 16U league. So the first game we play, we're playing a team from Miami, which I'm the tallest person on the team. I'm like 5'10 at the time. This team from Miami had a front line of 6'4", 6'6", and 6'8".
This is an awesome story.
And of course the phone. You know what?
No, for the love of God, tell me the score before you answer the phone. I need to know the score.
I hung up on him.
I need to know.
So you would think that, this team would see us and be like,
Just get it real quick.
Just go ahead, Jack. There you go. Brian Hall. Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
would be like, okay, we'll take it easy, whatever. This is our first game of the tournament. Instead, they full court press us. We were down 30-2 in 2 minutes. And I can't even tell you what the final score was. It was so damn bad.
Jack, how tall were you at 14?
I was like 5'9", 5'10", maybe.
Really?
I was probably shorter than that. I don't know. Maybe like 5'8".
How tall are you now?
Like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah. So same. Dang.
Were you late growth spurt?
No, I was always taller than people.
At 14?
5'8".
I guess that's pretty tall. I don't know. That's pretty tall.
I don't think so. 5'8".
It kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, but for a normal person, not like a college athlete.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably about right. Yep.
So,
but still, that's hilarious.
We also in that tournament, we didn't win a game. Obviously.
No, obviously.
But we had one game though where we hit a buzzer beater to lose by 9 points, single digits, and we must have celebrated like we won the championship.
So let me get this straight, and please feel free to call back on this one. We had to, like, y'all don't understand. Like, this is like, okay, comedians that are like really dry and just, they're so funny. Like, people. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The picture that he just painted to me was he got accidentally, the Jewish Olympics, with him and his friends, with 14.
Oh my gosh, dude! Yeah,
and they got signed up, and I mean, just the setup of that story.
It's like, hey, did you bring your sandals? Yeah, you get your game sandals.
He gave you imagery that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the tallest guy, and they full court pressed us, and Macabre,
I know.
Gave you everything.
It's like, Jack, throw it in. He's like, oh shucks, they got it again.
Oh. You can't even get the ball in bounds.
Swing it.
And it's like the video or the pictures. Like, tell me you have a picture of that team.
Oh my gosh, dude! What was the team name? Did we get that yet? I've got to get the team name when he does this. This is perfect.
What is Jack Grossman's Twitter like? You can't even do that story anymore.
No, he might be the funniest man alive. Jack, what was the team name?
Just Louisville JCC.
who do we have on one? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Caller number one. We don't have a name for you, but fire away.
What's up, man? This is Cool Guy Dying. How y'all doing, man?
That's good, man.
Man, I was just thinking about what y'all said about that damn 2-18 And if Lamar Jackson played that team, he would rush 30 times for 30 touchdowns in the first half. That team wasn't tackling nobody. Man, and Ingram, too? Oh, my goodness. Ain't no way you could tell me they wouldn't score 500 points on Bobby that day.
90 points in the first half is still, it's still 220, that's still 122 short.
That's a ton of points, man.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. Yeah, I don't know.
No. Appreciate the call. No. You can't score 222 points. Clemson couldn't score 222 on Trinity.
No. Maybe. You can't do.
You physically can't do that.
No, you can't do two different levels of football. I mean, Cumberland and Georgia Tech are both college football players. Yeah. Now, say Louisville could score 222 on Georgetown College or something like that. Yeah, so high school, it's such a different game. It's not even close.
I still don't think they can do it, though.
My sophomore year, we played Paducah Tillman's basketball team. We were down 46-3 in the first half. The only basket we scored was a buzzer beater from half court. I love these
stories. But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Nobody who has texted or told a story has talked about how that ruined their life. But nowadays,
yeah,
they're going to say that, hey, we can't do that. We have to end the game. Nowadays, we're suspending the team who put up the 40 points.
Oh, yeah, you get in trouble for, even though I don't know, if Louisville ever lost 222-0, they would probably ruin my life. I'd probably never. Yeah.
Would you start protesting?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I would.
You can't do that, Steve.
No, I would.
Everybody learned valuable lessons. Like everybody who got wasted, you know what you learned?
I'd be like, everybody out here sick.
No, you learned that you're not the baddest dude on the block. Because around your school, when you make the team, you're one of the top 10 basketball players in your school. And you think you're good. And then when you go get wasted, you find out it's a big ocean out there. So stop walking around your school like you big and bad, because we know you just got beat 113-13.
Yeah.
But it's lessons and all that.
Right. That's pretty funny.
I mean, you would have to pass the ball every single time. And that would have had to been, that would have had to be, Steve, to score 222, the clock stops after every play. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a different rule. Clock stops every single play. How long do you think that game took to score 222 points?
I mean, it would have had to have been
longer than your typical four-hour college football.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, put it this way. If you had taken a male enhancement, you'd be dead.
Dane, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Mark and Steve, what's going on, guys?
Really good.
I got so many questions about this 222-0 score. First off, how many special teams touchdowns were scored in this game?
That's a good question.
That might add a different element to it. It's a good question.
You're talking punt returns, yeah, touchdowns, and then I want to add this. I personally, the worst game I've ever been a part of in my life, I was playing for a certain local area high school, which I will not name, and we were playing Central High School. I'll let you all figure out who I played for. This is 96. And we were down 54-0 going into the fourth. Keep in mind, we had lost both quarterbacks, and I believe, if I remember correctly, two of the starting running backs before we actually had to forfeit. So that's 54-0. I'm not trying to figure out why they didn't forfeit after you got 150 points up, let alone 222 points. There should have been a mercy rule somewhere. I'm just not buying 222 points. That's all I'm going to leave it at, guys.
Listen,
y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Dane, I appreciate the call. How much would you have to been down in a high school football game for you to say, no, we need to forfeit? For you to suggest, coach, we forfeit?
Cool. I mean, I didn't play on the team, but my freshman year, Bullet East beat Bullet Central like 86-0.
Would you want to forfeit at some point?
Probably, yeah.
Your honesty is so disappointing sometimes.
Yeah, like this is pathetic. Somebody's gonna get hurt, coach.
I would hate you.
I'm kidding.
Because I would be the guy over there talking about, come on, y'all keep your heads up. You know, no, we gotta improve some things.
I was stat guy, so I was like,
let's keep on playing. Let me get some numbers. Yeah,
I got 160. So.
Who we got here? Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I played for a high school, and it goes by the name of Atherton High School. Mm-hmm. And my freshman year, I don't even know what year that was. I graduated. What? I don't know. I don't remember what year it was. But anyway, we played a school by the name of Bullet East. And I believe Bullet East like won the championship that year, but Bullet East beat us 96-0 my freshman year. And
wait. How much playing time did you get in that game?
Well, because I played for Atherton, I started. So even as a freshman, and that was just because of it was Atherton. Like it wasn't like because like I was some miraculous player. So I started 5'9" and 140 pounds linebacker. Yeah, I was out there doing my thing. Not really, but anyway, yeah, we got destroyed 96-0. It was awful. It was the first time in the middle of a game, because normally I'm that. When I played, I was like that Troy Polamalu type. Like, I'll track you down, like, as you're running.
Right.
But I didn't do that game. I was like, look, it don't even matter. If he gets past y'all again, I'm not going after him like that.
Wait a minute. So there were actual plays where you told the line, if he gets past y'all, I'm not chasing anybody down anymore.
It just got to a point, man, when it's like 60, when it's 66-0, like, we can't even get a field goal attempt. We can't even kick 3 points. And the problem is we had, like, a fantastic kicker.
Did you ever
like
get in field goal range?
No. And this guy could kick 50-yard punts. Like, he would do it all the time in practice. And he would attempt 60-yard punts. And we didn't even get in field goal range, guys.
What was your best play that day? What was your team's best offensive play?
It was at the very beginning of the game. I won't forget it because plus this was like the second game of the season. And I think the first game was Iroquois. I didn't start that game. And then the next game of the season, I started that game. And I remember looking out on the field, and we had a nice little running back. He was actually from Indiana, so I don't know how he was playing for us. Hold on, baby. Wait a minute. He was actually, I don't know how he was playing for us, but he ran through the hole. And he, like, hit somebody, trucked him, stiff-armed another guy, got a first down. And I'm thinking, oh, snap, like, this is we're actually a good team. Like, this is nice. And then after that, it was sack, interception. And then I went out on defense. And then they scored, like, two plays in. It was pretty bad, guys. It was pretty bad. That was the worst game I was part of in my life.
Yeah. Dude, no, listen, I appreciate the call. You know who he just what he just reminded me of?
What's that?
It was the worst. Penn State.
Oh, yeah. Penn State, Louisville.
I watched it with my own two eyes. And what makes it so bad is that, first of all, I know these guys. Like, we're in the dorm rooms together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know these dudes, right? And I know they got hard. I know they can play.
Oh, yeah.
So I know, like, emotionally, I have an emotional tie to these guys on this football field. And if put it this way. If Arnold had not scored
I was going to say, didn't they? We went up 7-0, yes. Right?
if he had not scored that one, maybe it wouldn't have seemed so bad, because he scores that just like he said. You see that first play.
James Roper.
Oh, my God.
You trying to embarrass me on TV?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it was just like.
You're supposed to roll over and die, lose 38-0. Penn State comes in. Penn State goes home.
But you tried to.
Yeah, but you had to get smart about it. You tried to go up 7-0. Trimble County, by the way, Texter, we played Trimble County. We put up, I think, 77 on Trimble County my senior year. He said we beat Trimble County 74.
What was that Penn State score?
It ended up being like 60.
14 or something?
Yeah, it was something like 63 to something.
Yeah, and wasn't Chris the quarterback?
Maybe. I know their quarterback was Kerry Collins.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm like,
they had like, a stupid team,
Chris
man.
Can play. Our dudes can play.
Yeah. I know. Like we had guys said running clock keeps us from happening nowadays. Yeah, that's fair. I played in Southern Indiana. We lost to our rival one time, 72-0.
Was it the 57-21 game?
Okay,
yeah, was that it. That was it, 57-21.
That was Penn State final.
Yeah, 57-21. See how bad it felt, though? It's like, 57-21.
No, yeah, we talked about that. It felt like
Georgia Tech beat us worse than that. A couple years ago. It's like,
I don't know.
57-21, that ain't nothing.
I don't know what we got ourselves into.
We almost beat Penn State. Now that I think about it.
The Penn State game was closer than
I think most disheartening thing in that era, though, was Tulane. I remember we played Tulane or something, and like they scored like 70 or something like that. And then we scored, like we onside kicked it, and they picked it up and scored. And it was like, oh my God, this is the worst.
Jerry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Guys, I live near Atherton High School. Just a few years back, I thought, I'm going to walk up here and watch a football game. This is about the second game of the year. I go up there, get my seat. They're playing one of those Bullitt County teams. Guy just called in. I was there that night.
Oh, no.
Guys, he's right. That first play of the game, I remember. Atherton, that guy busted a run. I thought, wow, okay, Atherton, here we go. Next thing you know, it's like 48-0 in the first quarter. I thought, Lord God, are they going to let this continue? And I kept looking at the Atherton players thinking they're so small. And like that hardly looks like there's 11 of them out there. Oh, guys, at halftime, I left. I'm like, wow, this isn't even. I thought, man, Atherton probably should quit playing football because somebody's going to get hurt, whatever. I checked the score the next day, and he's right. Those bastards ran it up to like 90-something points. I thought, damn. Bullitt East, have some integrity or something, man. Don't beat people like that. But anyways, yeah, I can confirm that story. I was there that night, and it was that bad.
Wait a minute. Okay. So, what's the score point where you say the losing team should throw in the towel and just say we forfeit?
Well, maybe sometime in the second half, guys. It's getting late. You know, the score may be 70. It's getting dark. Those guys are from Bullitt County. Don't you guys need to get back out to Bullitt County where you came from? Haven't you come here and done enough damage? You know what I'm saying? It's getting dark. Something fourth quarter. Don't play the fourth quarter. Just stop it right there, whatever that time is. Steve, aren't you from Bullitt County?
I am from Bullitt County, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Man, well, I bet you guys have been laughing and enjoying that on the sidelines.
Oh, man. Oh, no, yeah, it would have been great. Yeah, no, it would have been great. But, man, I just can't believe that. That's bad.
No,
I'm not going to say what I was calling you guys that night. You know what your stereotypes are.
No, that's fair. No, that's
come
fair.
On, guys.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Get these big old white bunch of guys yes. from Bullitt County yes. going out of here.
No.
Yeah, but that guy was right. I was there that night, that game of the year, and he was. I could see him being that little linebacker out there. Stood no chance. Bullitt County just ran up and down the field. So it's like, well, what fun's that, coach? Now, I guess they put their second or third team in, but, you know, who knows? Anyways, yeah, but when I checked the paper the next day and saw that final, I was even more disappointed. I thought, damn, Bullitt County, you didn't have to do that.
He said,
all right,
man.
That's it, guys.
Appreciate the call.
He said, Lord God. Oh, my gosh, man.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Bill.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Hand me your nine and all the beat pose. Y'all know my stilo will go without the airplay. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner betting grams with the CeeLo champ. Laughing at bases, trying to sell some broken ass. You pass it off quick forever.
Jays, I don't get it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. That was fun. That was fun. And I could hear the pain in people's stories about the worst losses they've experienced, but I gotta say, I didn't feel any kind of sympathy for anybody.
No. Yeah. I mean, I've been a part of sucky losses too.
I'm just like, I learned something, and I'll run up the score on you in a heartbeat.
I'll
do it. Listen, I'm Madden. I'll do it to children.
By the way, I heard Drew Deaner's commercial. Yes, we are there.
Listen, Jack, do you have the Drew Deaner commercial drop that we just heard during a commercial break? It's really short.
Is a 50-50 chance because the Deaner promos rotate which one it plays, so it might not be the same one.
Okay, so there.
Wait a minute, Deaner's got rotating promos?
Yes.
We barely get one.
What happens when you're the flagship?
We get one a month. Okay.
So I get in and try it if you want.
Jack, will you make us like 7 promos while you're in here this week?
Sure.
And just put them on rotate.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm sure.
No, I'm not knocking the station for it.
I'm sure people wouldn't mind having some clips and funny promos from the show on a rotation.
It's just so much we don't know the options.
Right. Okay. So
real quick, let me say this. For the first time ever, I do want to remind people so I don't forget. For the first time ever, you'll be able to hear live play-by-play of Louisville Baseball's Pizza Bowl. That'll be only on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app, though. Friday at 5:50 is the first pitch. Is at 6 p.m. Saturday, 10:50, first pitch is at 11. So Louisville Baseball getting back into action. So make sure we'll have all that right here.
Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
All right, fellas. This is a twofold as far as worst loss I've ever experienced. Now, as a player, we got beat like 19-2 in baseball.
Ooh.
And the pitcher just threw some nasty stuff down. And we couldn't – I think the only time we got runs was on errors is when the bench had cleared out. And but the starters absolutely annihilated us. And then as a father, my son came out with Doug Beaumont and Victor Anderson. You know, and Doug played for Mayo and Victor played for St. X. And so he played for Iroquois, and I think somebody was talking about how it looked like grown men playing against little boys. That's how Mayo and St. X looked playing against Iroquois. And had to endure those two losses because, and nothing against my son, but that Iroquois team was pretty bad. And just to sit through and watch almost every game, that team getting annihilated was very, very painful. So, needless to say, after my son graduated out of high school, he retired from football. So,
let me ask you this: what's worse, you accepting the beatdown or watching your children accept it?
Watching the kids, man, because you have to ride home, and I mean, the car was eerily silent. We didn't talk about no plays, what could have been done. But you could have had, the disciples and Jesus himself. They was just that bad.
I love just how
St. X, and then turn around the next week, Mayo came, and then, you played against Butler. I mean, Iroquois was in they had a pretty brutal schedule, and not to mention the team wasn't that talented in the first place. But, yeah, as a parent, watching your kids go through that, it was pretty heartbreaking.
So the worst part was the ride home.
Yeah, exactly. The ride home, nobody said a word. And then when my wife tried to say something, he's like, please don't say a word.
Wait, let me ask you one more question since you were so vivid. During the ride home, let me ask you this hypothetically. If he was grounded from his PlayStation – would that loss let you take him off a punishment?
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what. No matter how bad the punishment would have been, just watching those beatdowns, I would have gave him some mercy.
That's a horrible, horrible response. I appreciate the call. Do that.
Doug just texted me and said we beat Iroquois 80-6.
Don't do that. Don't take – if your kid is on punishment – from PlayStation.
Oh no, my son don't have his PlayStation nor his Xbox right now.
Right now?
No, seriously. Yeah, no. Listen, you're gonna play like. Find a PC word. If you're gonna play like a not as good as you should be playing, or has someone who is. There's no way I can say this.
Right.
But if you're going to play the way he has, me and his mom are like, look, games are done, bro. Hey, no PlayStation, no Xbox. I'm not putting you on the field and watching that crap.
Especially when you tell me you want to play.
Yeah. So, look, then he went and made the basketball team. And you know what he got? Nothing. He didn't get none of it good. Back. No. But I mean, I was very excited for him, very happy for him. 80-6.
Can I get my PlayStation back now?
Yeah, no. Oh, man, I want to play 2K. No.
Yeah, Frank, yeah. No.
Why don't you play sixth grade?
No, just no sympathy after a terrible loss. No. What movie is it? No mercy. Brian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hi, what's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's going on, man?
Same old freaking beautiful day.
It is.
There's two games I took a part of when I was a freshman. I guess it was 2000. Jeez, I'm getting old.
Oh, man.
I played Ballard. I was a freshman, and we lost 110-61. But they had Brandon Bender, Ian Childs, another guy with the last name Knight. I can't remember his first name.
Yeah.
I think they ended up going to state. I don't know if they won or not.
Yeah.
I know they played Oak Hill that year with Carmelo Anthony down there at the Garden.
They're
a pretty good team.
They had a squad. They either won it or lost to Lexington Catholic in the state title, but they were legit. Yeah, they were really good.
They were a squad. And then when I was a senior, we played Mel, and we were up 18 at halftime, but Michael Bush, and they had another guy, their center in football, can't remember his name. But they came from practicing for the state championship, and they ended up winning by 20. So those were pretty two games that stick out to me in my mind.
Yeah, no. Brian, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I remember one time we went down to Memphis and got like 40 piece or something, and it's one of those times like I never really felt helpless like that.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm sure
that's
there
the worst
was
part. Just feeling helpless.
I probably playing James Lang.
Mm-hmm.
He was number 3 player in the country. Maybe one of the times where it was like, there ain't nothing I can do. But that was me on a personal scale, like the game. Actually.
Okay, right? Give me a 1-on-1 helpless. James Lang.
Probably James Lang. I'll tell you who else. No, I wasn't helpless against him. I was going to say Boris Siakam. I mean, he was tough, though. But I didn't feel helpless. I don't know if it was just my mentality. Maybe my mom and dad were like, that boy helpless out there. I may be like, nah, man. No, hey, I was playing him good.
No, and like I said, I only have a couple moments that stick out, right? Mm-hmm. I remember my freshman year, we were playing that Carolina team with Vince Carter and Jameson and Shamon Williams and them.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was guarding Shamon Williams, and the way he was moving, it was like, he can go around me any second. And I was, like, confused, like, but he's not doing it.
So
I didn't know why. Like,
it's like, maybe I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's me.
Or it was like we almost both knew that, you know, I can abuse you.
Yeah.
Young punk. And it's like, yeah, it felt awkward. It felt really awkward.
No, that's fair. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, I mean.
But yeah, like you said, most of it's mentality based. Like, yeah.
And two, I played bigs. So a lot of my biggest things is against bigs. So it's like when I'm playing bigs, I think it's easier to feel helpless if you've got a guy that's putting it on the floor out there and you're like, dude, I can't stay in front of this guy. You know, like, right. Whereas a big man,
you can just bang
around. I was always 250, 260. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I'm a Division I.
You can keep somebody
caliber football player. I mean, you're not going to just like bulldoze me, but I mean, you know, I'm 7 foot. There's only so much you can do.
Bubba Wells. There's a guy named Bubba Wells.
Mm-hmm.
You know that name?
Yep. I know it from you.
Yeah, Bubba Wells. Austin Peay.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Wells. I had one of those moments where, you know, I was getting recruited and I'm, you know, and he was like, you know, it was one of those like, oh, I mean, you know, you might beat me. And I remember just him just kind of looking at me like, you think you can beat me in basketball? And like I said, this may be senior high school Marcus Maben.
Yeah.
But this is like junior going to get drafted, Bubba Wells, you know what I'm saying? Or something, you know, just something.
Yeah.
You know, senior, but I just, you know, Bubba Wells is 6'5", yeah. 240 probably.
Yeah.
But I still didn't think like, my crossover is going to work on you. And, yeah. You know, my jab step is, you know. And he just, he abused me.
Yeah.
In a gym on Austin Peay campus. And I'm just like, I can't stop him from doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't score. Like,
you know. And yes, Twitter, I did hold my own. Boris Siakam had 8 points, played him at Scott County High School.
They were trying to make fun of you.
Yeah, it said zero chance I held my own. He had 8 points. You don't think I remember this?
By the way, Jack, compliment day. Y'all just showing off with the bumper music. Who chooses it?
That was something that Brian had mixed down, but I chose.
My man.
Take the credit.
I mean, you Take played the song, yeah.
It's my song.
It's all you.
It's what I've
all he did was copied it from YouTube over to...
Yeah, but I was the one that physically chose
it. Yes. Yeah, it's you.
Yes,
yeah.
But now you are... You
Do you know when Mario was in here last week? Jack had comeback music, and Mario was like, he pick that?
Right? Listen, I'm sure our music choices, though, like I said, throw everyone off a little bit, but you'd be surprised how many people like really look forward to the rejoins on this show. Anything else? Bookkeeper? I heard Phil's voice in the back.
Yeah, Phil's here.
Okay. Did he send you anything?
There is Witch here.
Yeah.
Did he send you any reason?
No, but we will give a shout out to
Phil. Let me get that turkey.
It's Witch.
Avocado.
It's Witch Wednesday. So I want to give a big shout out to them. You go see their locations. Also, that ESPN Louisville special. It's a large witch for just $6.80. It's Witch Superior Sandwiches.
It's only Wednesday?
It's only Wednesday.
Are they going to just move the game to Thursday night? Can we petition the ACC just to get it moved up a day?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, just like let's go ahead and play it. New travel schedule. I don't know if you know this or not. Or I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
Because of new protocols, do they travel later?
Probably.
Like, sorry, exactly. Like I was just having a conversation with you.
So what is it now?
I mean, they probably
are they going to stay in a hotel tonight?
No. No, probably tomorrow night.
So, you don't think they'll just fly in and fly out?
No.
I mean, that's not a long flight, though. I mean, I'm wondering about what the exposure time
is. They could leave Friday morning.
Right?
Yeah, they could leave early.
Yeah, you
Friday
got a
morning.
Night. You got a night game.
Mm-hmm.
You actually go straight back to the plane after the game.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, night flight. Everybody's going to be halfway asleep anyway?
Yeah.
But you got to get a good win, right?
No, I know. Just get the win.
Just get the win.
It's throwaway.
I want to know my season.
It's throwaway here. Just get the win.
Oh, God. I'm not talking to you for the rest of the day.
I'm just looking for dubs.
No.
One or 50.
Go ahead and hit that, Jack.
Win 2-0 on a safety where they accidentally stepped out of the back of the end zone.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
And I'll be like, let's go.
I'm going to throw
two
up.
2-2. 500.
At least we're not 0-2.
Could be worse. We could have gotten mossed like something disgusting in game one, and then in game two missed an extra point in overtime.
It could always be worse.
Life could be worse.
As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line. The YouTube channel is made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.